AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. North Korea is claiming success in test firing a newly developed ballistic missile from a submarine. The State Department says launches using ballistic missile technology are a clear violation of UN Security Council resolutions. Washington urged Pyongyang to refrain from actions that further raise tensions in that region. South Korean officials also said the North fired three anti-ship cruise missiles into the sea off its east coast. Storms have been reported in parts of Kansas, and storm watches and warnings are up for parts of Oklahoma. That region has been getting hit by storms over the last several days. Flooding in Shawnee, Oklahoma, has a dam close to cresting. Kim Lillard with the Red Cross says people living near the dam have been contacted.
They've been, gone to door-to-door by police and fire. They know the shelter is here. They're more than welcome to come. We do have some population, but some people have decided to go ahead and stay with their homes.
Meantime, in the Atlantic, Tropical Storm Anna's forecast track is expected to go near the coasts of North and South Carolina by tomorrow. First Lady Michelle Obama told graduates at Tuskegee University in Alabama she knows the pressures they are feeling. She was at first bothered by comments after she became the first African-American First Lady.
One said I exhibited a little bit of uppityism. Another noted that I was one of my husband's cronies of color. Cable News charmingly referred to me as Obama's baby mama.
Eleanor Roosevelt was the first First Lady to speak at Tuskegee in 1941 when she flew with a black Army pilot to show support for the famed Tuskegee Airmen. A day before Cuban President Raul Castro visits the Vatican, his daughter sponsored a blessing ceremony for gay couples on an island in Cuba where gay marriage remains illegal. Nearly two dozen gay couples held hands or embraced as they were blessed. This is AP Radio News. People marched across the Brooklyn Bridge demanding tighter gun laws.
They marched and chanted "Not One More," reference to people dying from what they call broken gun laws. Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting survivor Marianne Jacob wants, among other things, stricter background checks.
We have to change our gun laws because we owe it to the people who died to save more lives.
The school librarian, along with 18 fourth graders, hid in a closet until the massacre ended.
Even when we were listening to the shots, which went on and on and on, it never translated to there's going to be 20 dead six-year-olds.
Demonstrators are also calling for more responsible gun storage. Julie Walker, New York.
Police in Philadelphia are looking for surveillance video to help confirm witness accounts of an amphibious tourist boat crash that killed a woman on a downtown street. Witnesses in Philadelphia say Elizabeth Karnicki was walking against a red light when she was hit. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.